This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback, flashback, flashback.
Less than a minute to go.
No.
Oh my goodness, Valentine!
No,
whoa, oh no.
No! No!
That is not the shot
no,
at that moment.
That's a horrible shot. No. Wow. I mean,
Oh my god, no, man.
He's by the hash. That's Steph Curry range right there. Come on.
Not in a two-possession game when you work this hard to get back in it. You can get a better shot.
Oh, my goodness. That was just not a really smart play.
And this is the possession of the game. Miami scores here. It feels like it's the knockout punch. The cut by Robinson. Valentine fouled him. Robinson scored it. Michigan beat Michigan State there. A little insult to injury.
That's two tough plays for Denzel Valentine.
Oh man, that's tough when your predominant Bulls memory is a really ill-advised shot that makes the broadcasters speechless.
We played it over Arms of the Angel by Sarah McLachlan. It's so bad.
That's Layla Rahimi. We're having fun this afternoon. Spiegel and Holmes, it's Spiegs and Layla. And Denzel Valentine is back in the news, the former Michigan State Spartan, the former Chicago Bull, and more. But he's not back in the news for something basketball-related. This is musical, but I've been on assignment out there in Arizona, so I'm going to need your guys' help to guide me through this.
Yes, I came across an Instagram video that was given to me by one Lawrence Holmes, and that's how I was tipped off to this Denzel Valentine music video on Instagram. Tanny and Shane... Tanny, you're a hip-hop connoisseur. How would you describe...
So why are you going to talk to me about this song?
How would you describe the Denzel Valentine music video when you saw it?
It felt intrusive because I also... It was in my algorithm as well. So I did not appreciate that. But I'm glad that you happened to see it because I had forgotten about it. Maybe I tried to erase it from my memory as quick as possible. So thankfully you brought it to the group thread today and to the rundown today. So I don't even know... Like, his versatility here, I don't even know if you can put him in a box, per se, in terms of music. Like, there's a lot going on here.
Is he singing? Is he playing? Is he an instrumentalist?
Well,
is he a producer?
Let's just hear it. I don't know if he made the beat
as well.
He's
a Valentine for all seasons.
Look.
What is he saying?
He just said,
we're just vibing.
We're just vibing, man.
That's what it needed.
That was Shane. So people know.
Oh, I thought that was Denzel.
I want you to come to me. Do you want to see what I see?
Oh, no.
Vocoder, baby.
I want you to go crazy.
I'm watching the video here. He's in Italy filming this, looking cool.
Don't, I might just leave. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. And it was a week of time and we just ended up.
up vibing. You fun as hell and you be styling.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It's filled with a lot of compliments. Pretty lady, we
going out and I'm trying to get faded.
Shut up. He's trying. He's just having a good time. Making music, trying to do something fun with his life. What's the problem?
Well, so it was when I came across the comments that it really got interesting.
I don't, look, that's not good. It's nothing I would seek out and hang out with, but it doesn't like drive me insane.
When does Tributosaurus become Denzel Valentine?
but also he appears to be wearing sunglasses in a lot of the video.
Oh, appears?
100%.
I feel like that's something you should be able to see.
Yeah.
Let's not talk over the best part though.
Sorry.
What is he saying?
When is the best part?
Yeah, so I'm down if you're down to kick it. Call the Uber, baby, it's gonna take 20 minutes.
There is no off-season for Bears Talk on the Score. And the
Uber going surprise, up. He put a promo in there. Yeah, and I just want to make you
comfortable. If you want tomorrow, baby, I can get some lunch with you.
No. Oh my goodness, Valentine! Oh, no!
Oh boy.
If you're free tomorrow, maybe, baby, I can get some lunch with you. This is the lowest common denominator of any music I've ever heard. This screams somebody grabbed a thesaurus and then went to Google words that rhyme with whatever word that he's going to use
it
first.
Didn't rhyme,
and then
though.
Just go,
crazy.
Go
it
from
didn't
there.
Rhyme. It said, like, it, there was
that
a minute.
Sucks.
Minute was rhyming with, like, tick or something. In
how,
there.
How did you feel about 20 minutes for the Uber, though?
I've never had an Uber take 20 minutes.
So the comments are, oh my goodness, Valentine. Whoa, no, no, that is not the shot at that moment.
There it
no.
is.
So it's just everybody quoting Adam and Stacey in the replies.
Oh, God. Poor guy.
It's really bad auto-tune, too.
It's really bad auto-tune.
You know I got hoes? Is that what he said?
I thought he said O's, like Baltimore, you know? Like
oh
who AJ
God.
Just talked to.
I mean, do something with your life, loser.
Oh, how dare
hey.
You. I'm not going to begrudge a guy from chasing his passion and having some fun.
Everybody needs a creative outlet.
Should I?
You should be the guy to do it.
No, you guys can.
You should criticize a person for doing music on the side.
that's exactly
if
right.
Anyone should do it.
How
it's
dare
you.
He.
Right.
You know how LiAngelo Ball might swerve in that corner, whoa? I hope that Denzel Valentine goes head-on into the corner.
LiAngelo Ball created a successful song. What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's exactly it, Tanny.
I might swerve in that corner. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Anybody who has an opportunity to make some music, to try and express themselves and have a good time, I can't hate on him, even when I think the track is trash.
Damian Lillard is having a good time
he
as
is?
A successful artist. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I'm going to need you guys to crap all over this. I think you're doing a fine job. I think you are.
That song is pure ass. song is nothing but ass.
I just couldn't believe there were so many quotes of Stacey and Adam Amin in the comments.
Oh, that's so perfect. Peoria Matt says,
so I'm down if you're down to kick it. Call the Uber, baby, it's gonna take 20 minutes.
No. Oh my goodness, Valentine! No.
Wow.
It reminds me of when we made, when we were doing the Mitch album, and we did Christmas at Hallis, and Dan and Parkins rapped a verse and said, my name is Danny P. And in one
with
of my
mic in my hand.
With a mic in my hand. And one of my favorite bits of music criticism by anybody, all time. And remember, I worked with Jim DeRogatis and Greg Cott on Sound Opinions, but this might be my favorite moment of music criticism ever. It was when Chris Tannehill hopped on the mic and said, all right, first of all, your name is not Danny P. It's just not. You are not Danny P.
When you disappoint Tanny, you've lost the plot.
Oh, you really have.
Yeah.
You really have. Then you know I got hoes. Oh, boy.
So why is he telling this one girl if he's got hoes, if he's trying to convince the one to spend time with him? Why would you tell her openly, hey, if you're not spending time with me, that Uber's taking a long time, I got other hoes.
No, I thought he said she was thinking that was the case. But then, you know, also, why is there only one guitar riff over and over again?
With Santana.
That's all you need.
They paid him by the riff.
It's all
he only
gave
him one.
I thought they were called guitar rifts.
Yeah, they are guitar rifts. I'm gonna look at those lyrics and do a full breakdown for tomorrow's show.
Please.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to that. She's Layla. I'm Speaks. That's Shane. That's Tanny. We come back. John Schriffen did an interview, and he did an interview with The Score, and he talked about his combative moments last year and certainly subtweeted us in his conversations, and I want to listen to it with you and talk about it. We'll do it next on The Score.